from a place called Ofosky. I had a girl in a hollow tree. Said, girlie, can't you see? There ain't nobody that could sing like me. Ain't nobody that could sing like me. She said, it's hard for me to see. Nobody that could sing like me, ain't nobody that could sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that could sing like me. Frog in the goggle eye bee. Hear the west wind coming from the east. But there ain't nobody that could sing like me. Ain't nobody that could sing like me. Mama caught a switch from a cherry tree. Laid it on the shed. Sing like me, ain't nobody that can sing like me. We are the yonder in the minor key. We are the yonder in the minor
That's Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage with their version of Way Over Yonder in a minor key. Woody Guthrie's words put to music by Billy Bragg for the wonderful Wilco Billy Bragg Mermaid Avenue project. And Hannah and Ben do a fabulous version of it. Fresh from the critical acclaim for their second album, 2018's Awake, Hannah and Ben have just released a new single, Hidden Things, and they're coming on tour to North America this May. There are special guests on Folk Roots Radio today. It's great to have you guys join us.
Hey, Jen!
So I think you're on the road, aren't you?
We are quite literally. We've just pulled over. We have our last show of our UK tour tonight. So we're on the road between Brighton and Oxford. And it is like, it's 21 degrees here. Actually, it's hotter than that, it's now telling me. So it's ridiculously beautiful. So it's a perfect day to be chatting to you.
It's great to have you join us. Now, you must be pretty happy with the way things are going. Two albums into a career. You've just recorded three new singles. Things really seem to be starting to move for you.
Thank you, Jan. Well, we love what we're doing, and we're always humbled that it is good for other people too. So yeah, we love what we do.
So you both grew up in music. I think you came together, though, through your local folk club, didn't you?
Yeah, that's kind of right. I play with another band called The Willows, who are also based in the UK, and I've just finished a longish tour with them. And when you finish tour, you try and do anything to not play the same songs that you've just played for the last month. So I went down to a club near me in Cambridge, at the time was called the Portland Club, and to play some music. And as luck would have it, Hannah had just moved to the UK from a long period in the US, and so didn't know anyone. And it was pretty much the first time Hannah had played out on her own, I think. And so it was total chance that we met each other that evening and started playing some music together. So it was very fortuitous.
Did it seem like a natural fit from your point of view, Hannah?
Definitely. I felt like, I think I had grown up in a folk singing family, and I'd always loved the sort of act of collaboration. When I had come back to music for a brief time at the end of my period being in the States, and I was playing with Liz Simmons, now of Low Lily, it was wonderful to kind of share the experience of old songs with somebody. So having moved back to the UK in 2013 and feeling like I had to get back to music, had to kind of make music the center again, but doing things by yourself, to be a lone wolf in that way, it just wasn't in my nature. So I was really grateful when Ben said, hey, how about if you wanted some recording, I could make it, you know. Ben is a fantastic recording engineer, so he said I can, you know, help you. And I was so grateful, and then it just kind of fell out from there, as all the best things do. It was quite organic.
And I think, Ben, you produced Hannah's solo debut, Charms Against Sorrow. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So that's the first recorded work that we did together. And that was primarily a collection of songs that Hannah knew from often from the singing with her family when she was younger. We recorded that record. When did that come out? 2015, was it, I think? And we toured that together mostly with me as in a kind of back in band role, if you like. The nature of, again, like I say, of touring is that you try and play loads of things that you don't have to play every evening in all the gaps. So we ended up singing all these duets and writing and arranging duets kind of in the gaps between the shows on that tour, which is when we first ended up with all these duets, basically, which is the genesis of the two duo records that have come since.
And both those duo albums were recorded in Toronto. Now, I'd like to get into the albums in a few moments, but I do want to step in back into the music before that. We started off with your version of the fabulous Way Over Yonder in a Minor Key, Billy Bragg's music, Woody Guthrie's lyrics, and that's from the Awake album. And I think that's one of the songs you like to start your shows off with, isn't it?
It is. You know, it is absolutely. Like, this song has been with us. I just feel like it's one of those songs that resonates really deeply for us and for lots of other people. And we've tried to record this song so many times, Jan. It's one of those songs that's just every time we lay it down, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't kind of seem like it has the magic. But we were finally happy with this last version. So, yeah, we like to open our shows. It's kind of a mainstay in our sets, really, this song.
It's certainly a beautiful song, and I do love your version very much. I want to step back into the album just now and play a song that Ben takes the lead on, A Thousand New Moons. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Okay. This song's, I guess, is a song about endings, I guess, but about them maybe not always being finite and not always being such a negative thing. So, yeah, I guess it's quite zen in that way, I guess. When I was writing the song, I came across a line in Rumi's Book of Love concerning a thousand new moons, and it resonated with us a lot. So that's part of where those lines in the chorus come from, or at least influenced by.
It's interesting you should mention Zen when you talk about the mysteries of your songwriting, because it seems like a lot of your songs are kind of designed to really draw you in, and we'll get back into that a little later in the interview. But let's listen. Let's listen to that song now. This is Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage with A Thousand New Moons from their wonderful 2018 album Awake. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
On an autumn dusk, you slipped away, and you left the love inside. We're on the floor. I wept for you in the loveless light, the wind swept you away. Leave space in your hands for love, drink the lakes, warm the lands, for love, may a thousand new moons light on the dancing of soul. When the mountain wind held you close, and you flew below the clouds, where endless life lies in the sky. Safely home, I watched you glide away. Leave space in your hands for love, keep the lakes warm, the lands for love, may a thousand new moons light up the dancers.
That's Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage with A Thousand New Moons from their wonderful 2018 album, Awake. Hannah and Ben are our special guests on Folk Roots Radio today. They're actually in the car on the way to a gig. So if you hear a little bit of road noise in the background, it's because these people are up and at it and getting ready for what I think is going to be their final show in the UK before they head over to North America on tour. Now, I was interested in the fact that you ended up recording both of the albums you've done so far. They're both critically acclaimed, Before the Sun from 2016 and then the most recent album, Awake, from 2018. You recorded both those in Toronto with the wonderful David Travers Smith, and I wanted to give you a chance to talk about how that happened.
Thank you.
This is a bit of a dream for us, actually. When we were talking about making Before the Sun, we drew up a wish list of all of the people that we would want to have produce it. And, you know, after you get through the silly list, you get to the kind of actual sensible list of people that you really would like. And David, we'd loved so much of the music that he had produced over the last couple of decades. And he was right at the top of our list. So we had the Dutch Courage of a bottle of wine And we shot him an email just going, hey, we're a duo from England. You won't have heard of us. And we love you. We love your music. We want to make a record with you. Funnily enough, we didn't hear from him for months and months. Finally, when he'd obviously cleared out his inbox, he shot us an email, which was extraordinary to us. We'd kind of lost all hope. And he said, hey guys, I love what you've sent. Send some more. Let's have a chat. And again, like all the good things, and you feel like the universe is working in good flow with you. We immediately all really got on and found that we shared such a wealth of commonalities in our musical tastes and approaches. So we went out to Toronto and we recorded Before the Sun with him. And it was just a beautiful, immersive, creative experience. He's a very immersive and a very 360 musical thinker. You know, he sees everything from so many different perspectives. He's not a white gloves man at all. So it was a wonderful learning curve for us. And we're really proud of that record.
And then it seemed natural to go back and do it all again?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think as Hannah said, David's a very immersive maker of art, and so are we. And I think that meant that we formed a pretty strong bond by the end of Before the Sun. And it certainly was one of those projects where we got to the end and we felt like there was so much more left in you know, our combined creative potential, I guess. And so we were, yeah, it was so logical to go back and kind of continue that musical relationship where it left off. And that was what was so exciting about Awake. It was probably the happiest album making process I've known in my life, I think. It was, you know, because we'd already done that kind of getting to know each other right through a record. You know, we'd never met David at the beginning of Before the Sun, and we were recording within about half an hour of of hanging out, of landing in the country even. So it was pretty, you know, full on. And I felt like everyone knew what everyone else was about for Awake, and it was so relaxed it was a lovely thing. And we owe David an awful lot for our career, because he's such a huge part of our recorded output.
Well, you know, what I love about David's production work is that he really allows the instrument space to breathe, and also the vocals. And, you know, with your style, you know, because you like to do these intimate duets around a single mic, and, you know, your instrumentation is really pretty simple, you know, just with the mountain dulcimer, the mm-hmm. dobro and the guitar. You really need somebody who's going to allow things to open up. And I think, to me, that really fits with the style of your music generally, and I would say with your live show, doesn't it?
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, David is a master of color and presenting things that are beautiful and simple, hopefully, amongst beautiful landscapes, and just, you know, just slightly tweaking things that happen behind, you know, a kind of a very clear focal point, and that's a real skill as an engineer and a producer. And I guess it helped. I mean, we're all total record junkies and perfectionists, all three of us, and so we're always so driven to make. We want to make beautiful albums, you know, and he's totally buys into that. So, yeah, the sessions are often long and intense, but we love it.
I'd like to dip back into the album, into the Awake album, for another song just now before we start to talk about your new work. And I want to play the song 7. This is another beautiful song. Tell us a little bit about this one, Hannah.
This is a song that I wrote. I'm always very inspired by sort of folklore of the places I've been lucky enough to live in. And this takes as its chorus a little piece of a kind of folk rhyme, if you like, about the counting of magpies and the meaning of, you know, trying to look for auguries, trying to look for meaning in the natural world is a big part of Awake as a record and for this song. And this was written for a friend of mine who was waiting for something wonderful to happen and, you know, was constantly looking for signs to see whether it was on the way. So that was the inspiration behind this song.
And I think we should add that you have a PhD in anthropology, is that right?
Correct. That was my world before All Music.
And I think, am I right in thinking it was the subject? I mean, you could give us the full title if you like, but I think it focused on contemporary teenage witchcraft.
That's correct. Yeah, I was interested in my research was on teen subcultures in esoteric and occult areas. So I've always had an interest in that which is hidden.
You know, I just think that's so cool. I mean, I think you're both wonderful as musicians, but then, you know, I love all the backstory. I guess that's why I love to do interviews that get into depth, that gets you a chance to learn more about the artists. And was that part of the reason that you have tarot cards throughout the little booklet that comes with the Awake album?
I guess we, like Hannah said earlier in the interview, we're pretty immersive with the album recording process. And I think regardless of how hard you try on tour and how good your live show is, for whatever reason, you can only be maybe 75% at the most focused on the material at any one time in a gig, really, and the song itself, because there's so many distractions when you're playing live. You know, what's the sound like? The lighting's different every night. How many people are in? You know, how long have we got left? And so really, the recording process for us is our one chance to properly give these songs, whether we wrote them or whether somebody else wrote them once upon a time, give those songs everything we have and try and explore them in the fullest way we can. And so we use so many different ways of doing that, and particularly around Awake, we used tarot a lot to just think differently about this material and the recording of it a lot. So we wanted to just share a little bit of that in the artwork of it. And so, you know, some of it is some of the things that we found while we were doing that. And we just thought it might be a bit different and give people a different angle on the way that we're thinking about these things.
It certainly makes for a very interesting read. You know, one of the things I miss in this streaming age is the fact that a lot of people, if they don't actually get the album, miss out on so much. You know, they do get
Absolutely.
The wonderful music, but they miss the liner notes, which certainly from a radio point of view are hugely important. But also learning more about, you know, the perspective of the artist about why they decided to write those songs. And also, why did you decide to actually sequence an album that way? That's something else that I think we are starting to lose, is that sequencing is hugely important when you're actually making a recording, whether it's vinyl or a CD. But suddenly, I find that with myself, you know, when I load my music into my computer, it's all changed.
You're speaking our language, Jan. We love you for this so much. We were just talking the other day about how sitting down to listen to a record as an activity, just in and of itself, just to listen to a record from beginning to end, is a kind of lost skill, you know, or is certainly a diminishing skill, and how in an age of streaming and downloading, which has all kinds of benefits of its own for makers and listeners, that ability to sit down and share that focus with an artist who's made that work and put things in that order for you to take you on a journey, you know, that's the intention of all art, isn't it? To kind of transform us, even just for the duration of engagement, to try and sort of change something within us. So you've got to stick with it, you know. So that's why art becomes important to us. So it gives you something to look at whilst you're listening, you know.
Absolutely.
And on a lighter note, you'll be entertained to know that we were fully aware that the song 7 is at track 6.
I was actually intrigued that you put it in the album with the beautiful instrumental, which unfortunately I can't play today, but I have played on this show before, Every Night
Thank
When
you.
The Sun Goes In. They share the page, and I always wondered, was there, you know, more meaning in that when they were actually on the same page at the same time?
I think that instrumental, which is, of course, a beautiful old American song, is where the melody comes from. We were not sure where to put it, so as we were constructing the flow of the record, we were really conscious of what song it would fit between, and so we let the tarot guide that. We let it tell us where to put it accordingly.
Well, I think the tarot is telling us to get back to music. So let's play the song Seven now. This is Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage with Seven from their wonderful 2018 album Awake. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
You never know the sorrow behind closed doors. I've gone mine, maybe you've got yours. Winter, it lingers, cracks the edges, freezes long. Little ticking clocks. One's for sorrow, two's for joy, three's for girls, four's for boys, five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret never told. Spring it sings a sweet smelling song. And you watch for signs of what you've wanted so long. One's for sorrow, two's for joy, three's for girls, four's for boys, five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret never told, seven for a secret never told. For a secret never told, seven for a secret never
told. That's Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage with the song Seven from their most recent album, Awake. There are special guests on Folk Roots Radio in the car heading to a gig in the UK, if you can hear a little road noise. But I also gather you now have three new singles. We're going to hear one very shortly, which is Hidden Things. I'm intrigued to know why you decided to record the three singles. Now, I gather that they're all focused on the whole issue of, you know, space and place and how we fit into that. But I wanted to give you a chance to talk about why three singles and why you decided you wanted to move forward in that way.
Well, it's interesting because you're totally right to have said earlier on that typically Hannah and I do think in albums, and that is I think that will potentially always be our favoured recorded art form. But we did just at the start of this last album process, and we will record another album. The only thing about it that's a drawback is that sometimes between writing or arranging the songs and them coming out onto a record and you playing them live, there's such a huge gap, and you spend most of that gap worrying about whether anyone will like anything. So we were real keen this year to change that just at the beginning of the year and share something pretty fresh. You know, that these three singles we arranged or wrote very recently, and we wanted to share it straight away with everyone. And you know, whether they make it on an album or not, we'll worry about later. But we wanted to just, you know, do something a bit quicker and a bit more spontaneous with everyone. And yes, they are all to do with our thoughts on the spirit of place and how landscapes and places can relate to the stories around them and from them. And so yes, they've all been written in different countries in the world, particularly when Britain's when Britain's relationship with certainly with the rest of Europe is so strange at the moment and so changeable, we thought it was a kind of poignant time to do that. And so yeah, we're sharing these three songs over the course of this year, Hidden Things being the first, which was written in Sweden. So
I'm intrigued about that, because I know, which I feel funny because I'm talking about the Hidden Things song earlier than we're actually going to get to it, because we still no apologies necessary at all. But I wondered when you were talking about Hidden Things whether, and you know during the song, whether there was actually, you know, raising those questions about things in the UK that had been hidden that were now starting to, you know, come to the surface, people questioning, you know, their place, you know, not just in the country, but in Europe, and obviously, you know, how Britain reacts to the world. And I did wonder if there was any Brexit flavour that wove into this song.
Definitely. I mean, it's, you can't escape it here. You know, it's been for two people that make kind of very quiet music that wants to bring a tiny, tiny piece of joy. Joy is really in short supply here right now. And it's incredibly sad to see a country so at odds with itself, partly because it doesn't know where it belongs in a much bigger context. It's not certain about what the future looks like. So whilst it didn't start off in that way, in fact, the song started off being inspired by a book written by a friend of mine of the same title. And so many of the other singles, also are kind of inspired by that relationship between ourselves and the place we find ourselves in at any given time. This is a very complex time to be in Britain. And there is a lot hidden, a lot unsaid. And what is said is sometimes we wish it was hidden. I'm trying down here not to be like overtly political.
Well, anybody
political with a small p, you know, you know, you have a country literally divided, families divided, you know, whole communities divided. It's incredibly sad and quite a scary time.
Well, if anybody knows me on social media, they know that my feelings are very similar to yours and very strong.
Good.
I left the UK in 1990, and it's still a very important part of my life. Now, with that introduction to the song that we're not going to play yet, let's talk about these live shows, because you arrive in North America on Thursday, April the 25th, or that would be your first show in New York. You have a whole bunch of shows, including stops in Barrie, Toronto, Markdale, London, and Flamborough in Canada. Tell people what they can expect when they come to a show by Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage.
they're going to expect our show is a totally single mic show. So so there's one vintage microphone in the middle of the stage, and we sing our duets with our four instruments, our two voices and our four instruments behind them, and it's kind of intimate, really, for that reason, in that it sounds very much like you're sitting in our living room and we're playing to you, and we want to bring people in, and we want to, yeah, it's a warm thing, right, Hannah?
That's right. We want to kind of almost make people, we want to include people and make everybody feel like they're actually in our living room. So it's intimate, but it's fun, and it has moments of lightness and lots of sort of color and shade. People have the opportunity to sing. There's some singing as well. You know, there are old songs and new songs, some that we've written, some traditional songs from both sides of the big pond. And our hope is always that people leave us with a little more joy than they perhaps arrived with.
Yeah, we want to move people, you know, and we want to move people for the right reasons. Like you said, there's so much in the world on both sides of the pond that probably move people for the wrong reasons. So, you know, we want to give people a chance to be moved in a good way.
Well, I'm certainly hoping that definitely will happen. Having had a chance to check you out in concert, it is a fabulous show that Hannah and Ben put on. If you want to learn more about their shows, not just in North America, but also in the UK, head to hannahbenmusic.com. You can check out all the links to all the venues. And again, as far as Ontario is concerned, they will be in Barrie, Toronto, Markdale, London, and Flamborough in early May. It's been great to talk to you guys today. I know you have to head to Oxford for your show today. We're going to finish with Hidden Things. And I did want to just say how much I love the video for Hidden Things. An absolutely beautiful video.
Thank you
very much.
Yeah, you know, what I love is the way that it weaves the rural, which I, was that Norfolk that was filmed in? I was wondering where that was filmed, but the rural side with the city
Cambridgeshire.
Side.
Cambridgeshire. That's the Fens.
Oh, that was Fens in Cambridgeshire. It was absolutely beautiful.
That's why you thought it was Norfolk. It was very flat.
Yeah, very flat. Very Fen-like. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been great to talk to you today. We're going to finish with Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage with their new single, Hidden Things. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall. And Hannah and Ben, thanks again for spending the time to talk to us, and safe travels.
Thank you so much, Jan. It's lovely to chat.
Lovely to chat to you.
It's early. Doesn't shake you. Trees kiss the sky. And just beyond my side, movement of something old, something lost, something cold. This is where nobody dreams.
Sunlight, show me.
in our quiet country.